It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
It's another edition of the Jay Long Show. Head coach Jay Long joining me, Dave Collins, here in the studio to break down Chadron State football this week. We're moving through the season already, about to take on week four, and we'll get to the matchup with Western Colorado in a little bit, Jay, but good to have you in. Big rivalry game last weekend, and up at Black Hill State night game, they take a 55-19 win Saturday night, and I'm curious what stood out to you most kind of watching back through that game and then breaking it down with the assistants the past couple of days on why things went the direction they did that night.
You know, Dave, I think the first thing stands out is just mistakes. There's too many mistakes made by the guys, and it was on all three phases of the football field with our offense, our defense, and our special teams. And then, you know, to add on to that, it was also our best players were making mistakes. And, you know, when those things happen, you know, you got to evaluate as many different things as you can, and the first question you got to ask is why. And you look at your preparation on the week, and, you know, we thought we had great practices. We thought we had a good week of practice. Offense struggled a little on Thursday, but we thought that we fixed it, and we had a good one on Friday. So we thought our preparation for the week was good. You know, so the next thing you ask is, you know, like, how did we do with our travel and those type of things? Well, we followed the same travel format that we did 2 years ago, and we did the exact same to them. We put the opposite score on them. That's one thing that we're still probably questioning a little bit, and we're going to look at when we go to South Dakota School of Mines the next time and try to figure out, you know, whether this is the way we're doing it's the right way with the night game. And then, you know, the next piece is just our pregame warm-ups and how we were in our pregame warm-ups. And, you know, once again, we thought we had a real good pregame warm-up. We thought that our one of our captains gave a great speech, emotional speech beforehand. I thought we were ready to go. And when you look at it, you know, we came out and we had great momentum. And we scored on the second play, and defense went out and stopped them. And then we had a punt return, and we didn't field the punt, and the punt rolled, and the offense was in bad position. After that play, we made a mistake. We made a mistake up front, Our running back got hit about on the 1 yard line, and so that put us at, you know, second and I think it was 15 or something, second and 14 like that. And then after that, you know, we had to punt, and then our punt was they pressured our punt, which is what everybody does when you're on the 1 yard line. And so the punt, you know, came out, and they had a good return on us, and then they scored on us off of a missed tackle. And those two errors right there, really, I don't know, Dave, whether it made us question, whether it questioned our confidence, whether it made our best players, which I said was making mistakes too, think they had to do more. And when they have to do more, they feel like they have to do more, then their errors compound, or they're trying to do too much and they don't do their job. And those are the things that we questioned on Sunday when we met with the players, was that why? And, you know, Dave, when you have these type of games, and, you know, you get whooped, you get embarrassed, and we got embarrassed by our rival, and it's hard. And, you know, it's going to affect confidence. And with that, you know, in our meeting on Sunday, we just sat down and we just told the truth. You know, this is what we did. This is how we, this is why we're in this situation. Do we feel like we're a better team than we showed? Oh yeah, Dave. But we showed that we didn't. And so that's what happened, is they put us on that score on us. And so now what it's going to be is, you know, we got to fix things. And, you know, that's going to be the focus this week.
Coach, when you met with the team Saturday and you guys were honest about it, you talked about it, the leaders and the captains, I imagine, spoke up about it. Did they have quite a bit to say about it? And was it a positive momentum moving forward and an honest, good conversation with the guys? How did they kind of react to the big talk you guys have when you break it down right away?
We have a mature team. We only got 9 seniors, but we have our junior squad is the majority of our teams are juniors. And those are the guys that came in COVID, the 2020 kids. And they've seen a lot of different things, you know, going through the COVID year and all the weird stuff that came with that. But I went with the format whether rather than just, you know, chewing out. Let's be honest. Let's talk like men. What do men do when we have problems? You go talk it out and you'll fix it. And, you know, at the end of it, we had a practice on Sunday. The practice was a good practice. I would say it was above average practice. Yesterday was our day off. We had lots of kids coming through the office. When they were coming through the office, you know, they were asking questions about the upcoming game. They were, you know, wanting to ask questions on film. They're asking stuff on things we sent out. So that went good. And now on Tuesday, we're going to have our first padded practice. And, you know, last Sunday at the very end of it, when problems happen like that, we got to address those problems, and then we fix those problems, and then we flush those problems to make sure that we don't linger and doesn't hold back in our mind. And then at the very end, then we make sure it doesn't happen again. And, you know, I thought that our guys reacted real well to that.
Head Coach Jay Long with us every Tuesday night to break down the CSC game from the prior Saturday and look ahead and talk about the team. Coach, in the post-game show, we'll jump here a bit. You talked about how everything kind of needed to be evaluated. You just mentioned it moments ago, too, and that in order for things to change on the field, something has to change. And you also talked about needing more urgency. You said you guys had a good pregame warm-up on Saturday. So I'm curious where, you know, can you take us into the evaluation and maybe some changes that you've considered or implementing already this week? I know you can't speak a ton about maybe X's and O's with Western coming up, but I'm curious of what those were going into the week.
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the things that I think that stood out is that in our practice, we need to go more fast against fast. And you know, right now, and like majority of teams across the country, they are going to, you know, when you break off in your team sessions, what you do is you have your freshman squads, and they're your show squad. And they go against your travelers or your starters. And, you know, what happens is they're freshmen, you know, they're not processing as fast. They don't play as fast. Plus, they're playing a defense that's not a normal defense they run or that they were taught. And it's the same thing on the other side with the offensive show squad. They're running an offense that maybe that isn't what they were taught or told. So what we're going to do is we're going to go more good on good. That's the first change to give us more speed against our offense and our defenses. And with doing that, that's going to be one of the first implements that we're going to do. The other thing is when there's a lot of mistakes made, the first thing as a coach you need to do is you got to simplify. You got to make it so your guys can play fast again. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, yesterday was our big install day, what we're going to do, our game planning day. You know, offensively, we got 7 run plays, and our O-line got to understand what those 7 run plays are. We got about 4 protections. So when you're looking at it, that's 11 things we got to master. And then, you know, and that's going to happen, you know, on all sides of the ball, special teams, foot and offense and defense. That's the example that I'm going to give right now. And, you know, with that also, you know, with the simplifying, there's also things that, Dave, that in a game that you have to be able to say, all right, this is what Western gives us. And that means that there is going to be a little bit new with that. And as a coaches, we got to make sure that we install that so they understand it. The kids got to be able to ask questions and feel comfortable to ask the questions. And then after that, then the kids, we have to coach it, and we got to continue to coach it. So it does become a spark play for us. It does become an advantage play for us. So that's the next thing. And then the last one would be is, you know, with Kara, we only have 20 hours of a week that we can spend with our our guys. And with those 20 hours, you know, it gets spent. And with saying that is that we need to be more efficient with our 20 hours of CARA. What we're going to do is we're going to take some of our special teams time from our big guys who are really only on one team, and that's your field goal and your field goal block. And we're going to put those guys in more meetings. We're going to give them more meetings, which then allows Coach Sassy to be able to spend more time also with his linebackers. So I think that is going to be also another, you know, a big thing to be able to help eliminate mistakes.
Interesting to hear about the changes and things you guys want to do. It's a evolving process through a season, week by week. No matter how things are going, you always want to try to find that edge and make adjustments, right?
Yeah, you know, Dave, you know, when you look at things like confidence and playing fast, how does a team get confidence and playing fast? And one of the things is your knowledge. When you understand what's going on, you have confidence in what you're doing. When you have confidence in what you're doing, you can play fast. Right now, we lost a tough game against our rival, and we got embarrassed by our rival. And you know, it makes you mad, and then also it makes you question things. And you know, one of the things that, you know, our philosophy has always been is go 1-0. And what that 1-0 philosophy is it's what's in front of you. You put all your effort into that. And right now, Dave, this is something that I didn't really want to do is talk about this game again, but I'm going to put all my effort into these things that, you know, we don't necessarily like, and we're going to go 1-0 in that. After it is done, then it's all about whooping Western State. And with our guys, it comes down to their practices, their classes, their individual plays, and putting all their effort into that. Nick Saban calls it the process. The Rutgers coach, I just listened to a great thing on Sunday night about him, what he does. He calls it his chop. They carry out an axe. We carry out a sledgehammer. The chop is whatever's in front of you. You're trying to chop that one chop of the wood. And so you put all your effort into that one chop. If you break it in half, great. Doesn't take most time. It doesn't work that way. You have to chop multiple times. And that is how our mindset is. And that's how we got to go through things going forward, is putting that confidence level in by how we prepare. And how we prepare is what we just talked about.
Yeah, and final thought, Coach, kind of on this thought track, that human nature can get guys discouraged, or when things don't go the way you want, discouragement will settle in football with a loss and to a rival. It sounds like good news, guys coming in, engaging about Western that you'd mentioned, and staying focused. Is there anything you're going to do with them to kind of settle things down or squash some of that discouragement that may try to creep in naturally?
You know, one thing, Dave, I will tell you from being a coach since, you know, for 23 years, is that you learn that coaches linger a little longer than the players. Players have a shorter memory. They live in the moment more. When their life is going good, they are on a super high. When life is rough, they hit that low, but then they try everything they can. They don't like feeling like that. And they get themselves back on a high real quick. And, you know, the mentally of the team, I went in and watched the weight room this morning. We lifted at 7 a.m. And our energy is there. It is time now to move forward. What has happened? We got to flush it. Let's go and let's move towards Western State.
Good, good, good. Couple positives. Definitely want to highlight from last week. You mentioned the beginning of each half too. Great couple of touchdowns. Awesome momentum. Hunter O'Connor had a really huge sack early, and then Xavier Harrell, 14 tackles to lead the team. He's awesome on defense, and he made plenty of plays.
You know, last week we talked about you know, Dax Girardi, and this week it's, you know, it's X, and, you know, one thing that those guys that we talk about, you know, consistently, they do everything right, Dave. They're not just win at some things, they win at everything. And you know, Xavier Harrell's, you know, is that guy that is not only a great player, he's also a great person. And Dave, he's going to succeed. He's going to be a doctor. That's what he's studying to be. And you know, he lives right on all three phases. He eats right, he trains right, he practices right, and he goes to class and you know, takes care of, and he's a good dude around town. I mean, he lives all phases the right way. And you know, good things happen to good people that do things right. And him and Hunter, like we said, are great examples of that. You know, the other positive, and then we can, you know, look at things as, you know, special teams wise. I would say Brody Roden did a really good job of returning kicks. We have to let that kid get the ball with some speed running behind him. We have to figure out a way to let, he's just a too talent of a speed to not have a more of an impact in the game. And you look at last week when we played Augustana, what that punt returner did to our team. It changed the game. It changed the momentum. And Brody has those capabilities. We have to get the right guys in front of him, picking up the right guys, because he literally was one block away from, you know, having some great things. He was not the hammer winner. The hammer winner was a Ryder True. Our long snapper, Adam Lynch, got hurt. And he was unable to snap. And Ryder True, a true freshman, came in and long snapped. His family, the True family, is they're Eagles, man. They're great kids. Their dad raised them right, and they're tough guys. And Ryder came in as a true freshman, hit all of his snaps. I think he made it. I know he was a part of one tackle for sure, and I think he was in on a second one. So more than likely, his red shirt's gonna be pulled. So, you know, we're gonna be moving him around. We're gonna look at him as a fullback position, and then also you know, he'll be a kid that's going to be on some special teams. So Ryder was the Hammer Award winner by the team. I don't know if that's ever happened. We had two brothers. One week was Tanner. Last week was Tanner, and then this week is Ryder. So pretty cool.
Yeah, that's exciting to hear the emergence of Ryder True getting the Hammer Award, and Brody, a track star at Chadron State College. He's got great speed. Hopefully, we can get him loose on those punt returns. A play that came up in the game, Coach, I want to talk to you about. Help us understand this one. Fourth down for CSC's offense. Heath B. Miller scrambles out of bounds. He comes up short of the marker for a first down. But Black Hills, they got a personal foul late hit on that play for hitting Heath on the sideline. But BH kept the ball, and they took short penalty yardage on a half the distance to the goal deal rather than giving you guys a first down. That one confused me. Was it handled correctly by the officials? Technically, it was a dead ball foul, so it's very confusing, and people have been asking about that one.
Yeah, that one's one of those weird ones. And honestly, that's how the ref came to me. He goes, hey, this is one of those weird calls. And it was fourth down, and we were going for it at the end of the game. We were just trying to make things happen. I think we went for three or four fourth downs at the end of the game. But it was, I think, fourth and 12. And Heath was broke the pocket. When he broke the pocket, he was running. And I think he got 5 or 6 yards. He wasn't going to get the first down. He stepped out of bounds. When he stepped out of bounds, the guy drilled him. As soon as he stepped out of bounds, we did not get the first. So that made it a dead ball. And then the kid hit him after he stepped out of bounds. And then that is what makes it the foul. So it doesn't, we don't get it on that play, because as soon as the ball is blown dead, then that's where it stands. So then it becomes Black Hills' ball, but then Black Hills got the penalty put on them in the very first play, which then they were where we were at and on the field. It really wasn't much of a penalty with things. And it was a big hit on Heath also. So it's one of the things that stinks with football, but unfortunately sometimes those things happen.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that for us and for the fans, Coach. A weird play, and even for the officials to explain it the way they did, one that is that doesn't happen quite so often. Injury report,
yeah.
You mentioned Adam as the long snapper. What else happened injury-wise, and how are guys looking for this week of prep?
We're a little banged up. We've stayed fairly healthy. We lost Alante the first week, we're more banged up this week. I'll know more today after today's practice how much are bumps and bruises and how much were more of they need some more time with things. But the big one was Adam Lynch, because Adam Lynch has snapped for us. I think we're going on since Chase left in 21. So he's been our snapper for at least he was last year our full-time snapper. So
yeah, and he's been down on some tackles too, yeah, after snapping like Chase used to, and some of the snappers, yeah, an important part of your special, yeah, teams. So hopefully we can get Adam back at some point here soon. But Ryder, nice to see him step in for you. Jay, we'll finish up as we always do, looking ahead at the next opponent. You got the first of two ranked teams on the schedule, Western Colorado. The Mountaineers finally coming back to our house at Don Beebe Stadium to take us on Saturday. What's your outlook with Western Colorado coming up?
The weird fact of the day of it is it's the first time they've came here since 2018. With the COVID year, it was very unique, and we've been to there every year since since 2019. So that's, it's good to get them here.
Finally.
Yes, yeah. Finally. And, you know, with Western State, you know, coming here, their recipe for success is you know, a pretty simple one. They have a bunch of kids that are coached hard. And when you look at them, they play above their talent level. And then they find their edge by their special teams play. And then they control the ball. And when you look at those three things, those are our three things that, you know, that we have done at Shattern State for a long time. And it's something that I talk to our guys about on Sundays, that that's the type of ball that we need to play. Play above our talent level. We need to find an edge, whether it be a spark play on special teams or whether it be, you know, playing great defense. And then we need to make sure that we need to, you know, control the ball. And we got to understand that when the takeaway and giveaway battle. And I'm extremely excited. You know, Dave, one thing, you know, when something negative happened like last Saturday, you just want to go play again so you can get this taste out of your mouth and get this feeling out of you. I mean, last night I went to my son's game, junior high game, and you know, the last, you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to, you know, just, we just like, all right, let's just get this next game going so we can get out and get this taste out of our mouth. So I our guys are excited. Our guys are ready to go. And you know, but before we get there, we got to fix what we did wrong. And that means those practices. But I do wish tomorrow was Saturday.
Coach, thanks so much for coming in and breaking it down with us from last week and then looking ahead at Western Colorado. There's going to be a lot of that Shadron State flavor on the sideline once again with their staff and what they do and what you guys do and here in Shadron. So it'll be fun to talk about those things and look at a great opportunity game. Games like this are ones that you can really flip a season in another direction in the right spot. If you can pull this one off on Saturday, your guys are going to be pumped.
Yeah, you know, with the similarities of things, you know, I mean, Black Hills there at, you know, the head coach played for me and also coached at Chatter. And, you know, Brendan Hopkins, our D-line coach, played for us, was a great player. You know, and this week we got Joe McLean, who's the offensive coordinator at Western State. Jazz Bain spent 3 or 4 years here as our special teams coordinator. Todd Auer was, you know, a big part of us, of our success and our culture here at Chatter State, and was my coach. Mm-hmm. So when you look at those similarities, yeah, there's a lot of similarities with things. And as far as, you know, what you just said at the end is hell yes. I mean, we're excited about it, man. This is opportunity, and guys, we only get, you know, 11 opportunities a year, and we work our tails off for these 11 opportunities. So we have two choices here. We can sit and complain, blame, and defend, or we can go out and you know, change things. And we can go out and change things, and that's what we're ready and excited to do.
Can't wait to see him get after it, Coach. We know you'll have him ready. That's Jay Long every Tuesday with us on the Jay Long Show. Coach, thanks again.
Thank you, Dave, and I appreciate everybody's support. Go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.